Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we're about to be joined by attorney at law, Tricia Lindsay. But first, here's a little fun piece we put together, which explains it all. It's Liberal Logic 101.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science.
Martin Luther King Day. Nobody says that anymore. It should be George Floyd Day. Oh my God, did you hear? A white supremacist named Kyle Rittenhouse went on a shooting spree of black people in Kenosha, Wisconsin, just killing thousands of black people. It's unbelievable. Just driving around the country with a gun, killing black people. I guess he's going to be going to jail forever. Cops are just so racist. Did you know that they kill more than 10,000 unarmed black people a year? Seriously, George Floyd was more impactful than MLK. Oh no! There was a horrible car accident in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Yeah, just a random car just drove through people randomly. It's so tragic. But apparently it was a white Christian gathering, so maybe it wasn't the worst thing? I think mandates are a good thing. We should have more mandates. More government mandates, I think, would be best. Oh my God, fascists and authoritarians are the worst. We should take all the guns, even if it saves just one life. Why would you even need a gun anyway? Abortion is a good thing. Mandate wearing masks, even if it saves just one life. Oh, I'm totally pro-choice. One issue voter right here. Did we talk about how abortion is healthcare yet? Big Pharma is so evil. They manipulate the news and politicians with their billions. Not to mention their drugs kill millions of people every year. I am so against Big Pharma. We should be mandating vaccines. Wait, who's the president now? It's Biden, right? Yeah, Biden. Yeah, the mandate for the vaccines, the Biden vaccine, is good. We should mandate vaccines. We did talk about how abortion is healthcare, right? I am a moral person. No, the Trump vaccine was definitely going to be deadly, but the Biden vaccine is going to save lives. And if anybody tries to tell me they're pro-life, I just say, hey, hands off my body. My body, my choice. Seriously, we have to mandate vaccines. Fascists censor free speech. That is totally something Trump and the Republicans would do. Wow, Joe Rogan is not a doctor. Somebody should censor him immediately. Oh my God, censor that doctor too. Yeah, I'm thinking about joining Antifa. Brett Kavanaugh was literally running a brothel while in college. It's disgusting. Stripping and prostitution is empowering for women. It's so empowering for women. Can you believe Brett Kavanaugh would do that? Feminism has been great for women's empowerment. Oh my God, Bruce Jenner is the woman of the year. So empowering. There were no riots in the year 2020. None. Oh, January 6th, by far worse than 9/11. Dick Cheney is a war criminal. One of the worst men ever. Liz Cheney, oh, just amazing. Just amazing, like her father. George Bush was a Nazi who started wars based off of lies. What a horrible person. Oh, he doesn't like Trump? Did I tell you how great George Bush was? Love the guy. There is mass voter suppression happening right now. People can't vote. Minorities can't vote. Democrats can't vote. They're being targeted. By the way, did you see how Biden had record voter turnout last year? There are hundreds of genders. It's a spectrum. The science is settled. The science is ever evolving. Okay, I really don't have a clue what's going on.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Yep, that's That's Liberal Logic 101. You can find that video on the War Room channel on band.video.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're trying to reach our guest, Tricia Lindsay. She's going to be joining us here shortly. Before she does, though, let me just cover a couple news stories. Georgia District Attorney granted special grand jury this spring to probe Trump's election interference. Oh, Trump's election interference. And this is in Georgia, where in Fulton County, it's Atlanta, they faked a water main leak. Excuse me. They said, oh, these pipes have busted. We have to shut down the counting. So they shut down the counting, and then the two Democrats went back and started counting ballots again and started pulling out boxes of ballots from under the tables. Oh, but Trump's election interference. Oh, Trump's election interference, as we caught the Democrats in Atlanta cheating. I mean, literally, they got caught cheating. I mean, this is ridiculous. They got caught cheating everywhere, folks, and we just don't have anybody that serious that wants to do anything about it. Wisconsin appeals court sides with Waukesha judge in banning absentee ballot boxes. Wisconsin Election Commission abruptly cancels emergency meeting. So I'm telling you, I understand why people don't have faith in our elections anymore. Believe me, I get it. But it's going to be harder for the Democrats to cheat and steal in 2020 than it ever has been, because everybody's watching now. Majority of Americans believe that the election was stolen for Trump. Majority of Americans don't trust elections anymore, so they're going to be watching these things like hawks. Problem is, it's all done digitally on a computer, so, I mean, who even knows what's going on? But I found this pretty funny. It's a pie chart. How Republicans deny people their right to vote. Require citizenship, require identification, must not vote more than once, and must be alive. Yes, it's true. It's true, ladies and gentlemen. That's how Republicans deny people their right to vote. They make sure you're alive. They make sure you're a citizen. Make sure you have an ID and that you only vote once. And this is how Republicans are denying people their rights to vote. That's at least what the Democrats will have you believe. That's what they'll tell you. Meanwhile, they literally let non-citizens vote. And we've got more footage coming out from Texas where, what do we have here now? Ballot transfer forms show impossible collection times. Chain of custody documents were treated as a formality, just another step in their rubber stamping of a fraudulent election, says Liz Harrington. Yeah, I mean, they got caught cheating up one side and down the other. There's just no serious leadership that wanted to do anything about it. So, oh, there's a water main break. Shut down the counting. Okay, everybody leave. And then the two Democrats come back, pull out all the stacks of ballots from under the table, and 300,000 votes for Biden.
But no, now we've got the invasion of our southern border continuing. And it's just busloads and busloads and busloads and busloads and busloads and train loads and plane loads of illegal immigrants coming into Texas. And, you know, our governor Abbott claims he's doing something about it, claims he's fighting to keep a secure border, but I'm not really seeing it. So don't worry. They'll get moved to a major Democrat city as a voting block. The Democrats will then gerrymander so they can splinter off all the illegal immigrants they just brought in into all these different districts. And then your entire city will go blue because they'll allow non-citizens to vote. This is what they've done in New York. This is what they want to do around the country. But, oh, it's Republicans because they want you to have an ID. By the way, the liberals say that it's racist. This is their claim. It's racist to demand voter ID because black people can't get an ID. This is what liberals tell you, the soft bigotry of Democrats. So, if it's so hard for a black person to get an ID, I mean, certainly it'd be just as hard for them to get the vaccination ID, too. So forcing people to show vaccine cards is racist if you're going off of the liberal logic, which I would not suggest because it's bad for your brain. Might shut your brain down even. It's not good. But, you know, isn't it incredible? I saw this picture here and this barely even does it justice, but it's like, I mean, we really have the most evil-looking leaders, or as this meme says, the U.S. appears to be slowly mutating into Gotham City. And it's Lori Lightfoot, and it's all these other crazed people, these liberals that go on TV looking like clowns, dressing like clowns, dressing in cow outfits. I mean, Kathy Hochul, have you taken a look at Kathy Hochul? I mean, ugh. Like, oh, it just sends tingles up your spine, the creepiness. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. You take one look at Nancy Pelosi and you're like, that is a damn demon from hell. Maxine Waters, I mean, the list just goes on and on. Joe Biden, they all look the part. They all look the part. Cackling Kamala, Potato Head Stelter, Rachel Madcow. They all look the part. They are the villains in a science fiction movie. They are the villains in a Batman movie. And they look like it. Lori Lightfoot, the bug-eyed freak. I can't even believe. But as the president of Ukraine said it best, Ukraine is safer than the U.S. Kiev is safer than the U.S. Have you looked at L.A.? Have you looked at San Francisco? Have you looked at New York, Chicago, where Democrats are in power and criminals run the streets? Yep. Yep. All right, let's go to some clips here. Guys, let's go to clip two. This is RFK Jr., talking about satellites and 5G being used by global elite to control world's population. Here was RFK Jr. Giving a speech in clip two.
Even in Hitler Germany, you could cross the Alps into Switzerland. You could hide in an attic like Anne Frank did. I visited in 1962 East Germany with my father and met people who had climbed the wall and escaped. So it was possible. Many died, truly, but it was possible. Today, the mechanisms are being put in place that will make it so none of us can run and none of us can hide. Within 5 years, we're going to see 415,000 low-orbit satellites. Bill Gates says his 65,000 satellites alone will be able to look at every square inch of the planet 24 hours a day. They're putting in 5G. To harvest our data and control our behavior. digital currency that will allow them to punish us from a distance and cut off our food supply. Vaccine passports.
He's right, you know. He's right, you know. And it looks like we may not be able to get our guest on today. We're not hearing back. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give out the phone number, and we'll take phone calls the rest of the way until Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Anything I've covered so far today is fair game to call in on. The number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. The disaster of Biden, him telling Peter Ducey he's a son of a bitch, the Ukraine-Russia situation, Biden wanting to use our troops as bait and cannon fodder, the supply chain, the rallies against the mandates, the second opinion hearing yesterday. Anything we've covered so far today is fair game for your phone calls on the other side of this break, 877-789-2539. And during this break, hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com. Do some shopping, support the InfoWars so that we can stay on air and build the platforms like Band.Video to give voice a platform to...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's go to another video clip here. This is Dr. James Glordano, DARPA advisor and Georgetown professor, talks about construction virus panic as a weapon in clip three.
I want to make people sick. And what I do here is the virus is not necessarily the bug. The virus is what I put over the internet. Let me show you how I can crash a system pretty easily. I affect key individuals here, here, and here. And then I take another community in the back of the room. I affect key individuals there. And then I take another community. I affect key individuals there. What I tell you it's going to do is it's going to produce paranoia, anxiety, and sleeplessness. What I've just done is I've recruited every paranoid hypochondriac to think that they have whatever that is. I've used salient and sentinel cases, and I create essentially a legion of what's known as the worried well. They now flood emergency rooms. They flood their clinicians. The CDC responds back.
Listen to Agent Smith from the deep state describe the plandemic in horrific detail. This video is from 2017, inside a secret government facility. This is what government agents talk about behind closed doors. They're worse than Dr. Evil. They're monsters. And what you're about to hear in this broadcast is going to terrify you in ways you've never been terrified before. Not only are they going to talk about rolling out the plandemic and using the psychosis against people, but they're going to be talking about assassinating people with nanotechnology, directed energy weapons. It's going to blow your mind.
It's both a short and a long Moore's effect. Moreover, I can create particular neuromicrobiologicals that may have a much longer duration of action. For example, modified Zika virus. And what I can then do is, as a consequence of that, is I can affect subsequent generations to incur a public health morbidity and mortality effect that then creates an increased economic and perhaps social burden. Long war scenario. If I wanted to do something that's a little bit more proximate, I can utilize nanoparticulate matter. Now, we can utilize nanoscience to create much better drugs to get them where they got to go in the brain. I can create nanoscience and nanotechnology.
Yeah, so it's just more evidence that COVID-19 was a military operation against the citizens of this planet. Not by a country or a name, but a group of elites that believe they have conquered this planet. And they leverage whatever governments they can, however they can. It's kind of like with Klaus Schwab, and he brags about how his youth leadership penetrates every government on this planet. He brags about that. Yeah. People like Justin Trudeau and Dan Crenshaw. All right, the phone lines are lit up and filled and ready to go. So let's do this. Let's start with Shane. Shane has called in from Pennsylvania today. Shane, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Thank you, Owen, for your time. I just wanted to see if you reported on the accident that happened earlier this week. There was a truckload of monkeys.
The CDC diseased monkeys that escaped in the car accident.
I'm 30 miles away, and originally they said there was four that escaped from the vehicle. Then they said later on it was only three, and they humanely euthanized them. A lady who was there on scene of the accident was trying to help the driver, and the driver said that he was hauling cats, and she went over to a box, opened up, and looked inside the box, and it was a monkey. She got a letter from the CDC saying if she has any flu or cold symptoms, to quarantine herself. And, they found the three monkeys, and they humanely euthanized them. But originally they said there was four, so I don't know if there's one missing or they're really not telling the truth on what's
going on. Well, that lady who got in contact with the monkey, she is now sick.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, I don't know what's going on, but the CDC running around with diseased monkeys that certainly they injected a disease into as part of some experiment. So it's just mad scientists gone crazy, and once again, the mad scientists gone crazy ends up negatively affecting those of us that have nothing to do with them.
So if people get a second wave of, you know, corona, you know where it came from. It came from Pennsylvania, and obviously this driver was probably either vaxxed or the other person vaxxed and caused the accident. I can guarantee that.
Interesting. What about the news in Pennsylvania, though? Are they making a big fuss about this?
It's on the local channel, WNET, and in the Times Leader. I'm about 30 miles outside, and it's just people are concerned, like, why did they hunt down these monkeys and euthanize them right then and there? They basically, you know, blew them away on site. And they're wondering why this happened when they could have just scooped them up and put them back in the van and sent them on their way to Fauci's lab. I don't know what's going on. And it's really hush-hush other than, you know, originally there was four monkeys and now it's just three and everything's going to be okay.
More cause to shut down the CDC, as far as I'm concerned. Shane, thank you so much for the call. We'll obviously be monitoring that situation. Let's go to Jack in Chicago. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, hello from Skyrack. Hey, Spotify, real quick. So if you have Spotify, search up Neil Young. You can block him, right? A little thing will come up. It'll say, okay, we won't play this music from this artist again. If everybody has Spotify, go block Neil Young for being played on their playlist.
I like that.
Go like Eric Clapton. Put his songs on your playlist. And I think it's a way to vote this guy down.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get on the Spotify app. Block all the Neil Young songs from playing, or I don't know what that process is like, but yeah, block Neil Young and then go like Eric Clapton and make sure he plays.
Yeah, perfect, man. I just did it this morning. Anyway, I'm over here in Chicago, and these, you know, if you look at a map of Cook County, that's where all the vaccine mandates are, but you're going to trace on the outside of it. I'm in the food business, and I can tell you right now that these restaurants that are on the edge of Cook County and outside of Cook County, in DuPage County, so on and so forth, they're way busier than the Cook County restaurants because people are just driving out so they don't have to. So, you know, these guys are dumb. You know, Lori Lightfoot's a complete moron. You know, I don't know if you remember that guy getting dragged out of the car and murdered on the street in Humboldt Park. Well, you know, Lori Lightfoot lives a few minutes north of there. So even the areas these people live in are complete disasters.
Yeah, it is Chirac. It's worse.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient multivitamins, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc at Rose Hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we got a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we're taking your phone calls. And let's go back to the phone lines now. And Mark has called in from Florida. Mark, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Last year, I told Harrison Smith about the biblical year, which is 5,781 last year, and the biblical verse, 5,781. And it predicted that one would chase 1,000. So I ask you, has one chased 1,000? Because I see a lot of migration.
I'm not sure what you mean exactly.
Okay, the year we're in right now is 5,782 since the birth of Adam. Okay? So if you go to verse in the Bible, if you go to the verse 5,782, you'll read exactly what will happen this year. Okay? So okay. What was predicted for this year was mass migration. It says, this is the actual verse, one will chase 1,000, and two will put 10,000 to flight. That's Deuteronomy 32, I believe, verse 29, 30, and 31. It's actually Deuteronomy 32, verse 30.
Okay. Well, there's no doubt we've got mass migration going. I would say there were probably, I mean, they're saying 2 to 3 million illegal immigrants last year. That's just the ones that they caught on record. You know, I mean, in Texas alone, you have hundreds of thousands pouring over the border. So yeah, I mean, there's an invasion of the country. It's voter blocks. It's to help spur the collapse of the West. It's all been done by design by our leaders. It's pretty pathetic that that's what's going on, but there it is. All right, let's go to, let's see what we got here. Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey there. Have you guys seen this article? Well, it's not an article. It's a state thing. The state Supreme Court strikes down New York mask mandates. Have you guys been talking about that today?
Yes, we mentioned that earlier.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to let you know that if I'm here in New York, I sent my kids to school today with no mask. We got email and text messages later saying that they handed them masks out, and which is completely violating the court order. I know that there is an emergency meeting tonight in multiple school districts around the state, and the state is saying that since they are going to be filing an appeal, that the ruling does not have standing, which is a complete lie. They sent out a letter this morning from the Board of Education saying that the mask mandates are still in effect and that all children should still come to school with masks.
Yeah, look at that ghoul, Kathy Hochul, who wants your kids to be sucking in their own carbon emissions, not even breathing air. You had a similar thing happen in Virginia where Glenn Youngkin made the mask mandates on kids at schools illegal. And then some of these school boards, obviously run by Democrats, said, nope, we're still going to make kids wear masks. And then in Loudoun County today, the kids all showed up not wearing masks against the Democrat-run schools, I guess, who want the mask mandates. They all showed up without the masks on in defiance. So it's really just amazing. I mean, talk about a split on party lines. Democrats want all the mandates, all the vaccine mandates, all the mask mandates, and Republicans want you to be able to choose whether or not you want to live in fear or not. It's really just amazing.
What's really amazing is that they're getting away with violating this court order, and that even when we stand up as parents and they're telling us it's not true, they're lying. They're blatantly lying to everybody.
Yeah, you know, because they never go to jail.
I know. Well, we're all talking about class action lawsuits against the school. It's happening in every district in this state right now.
Good.
And I've talked to multiple attorneys. They're harassing kids in high school that have, you know, the sense to fight back, and they're following them around school, and the kids are just all have their phones out saying, call my attorney, call my attorney. I've heard stories where they put kids in isolation rooms. Complete violation of the state Supreme Court. And it better come to head, because this is just...
Well, see, that's the problem. And look, I'm not trying to do some sort of a party lines argument here. It's just the facts. It's just the truth. Democrats and liberals are so used to getting away with crime on all different levels. They just never get punished, whether it's their rioters out in the streets burning and looting and rioting, whether it's the politicians, you know, forcing kids to wear masks and take vaccines illegally. There's never any punishment for these people. There's crime, but there's never any punishment. So they just do whatever they want. They don't care whether it's illegal or not, because they never get punished.
And my kids are young, and I told them, I was like, listen, you got to stand up for yourself. And they're all for it, but we need everybody in this state to say enough is enough. And, you know, that's basically it. You know, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
No, we're really dealing with sick, disgusting, demented people that would force kids to wear a mask and take an experimental injection. I mean, it's just so evil. But this is what we're dealing with, and so good for the people of New York and Virginia for standing against this evil. Thanks for the call, Dave. Let's go to Christy in California. Christy, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. So the reason I'm calling in, I'll make it short. I had been following this accident over on the East Coast with the monkeys since yesterday. And my husband, who I can't name, and I can't name the group that he used to work for here in California, used to work in a research facility with primates. He did enrichment, worked with them on all kinds of things with the scientists. And the minute he saw this accident, he said, number one, you would never, ever, ever transport research monkeys in that kind of a carrier. They wouldn't have been in wood. They would have been in metal and plastic. They take care for when they transport these in case there is an accident. Number two, they wouldn't have been able to breathe in those crates if you look at them. And if a woman came up on these monkeys who had somehow escaped from their crate, in no way, shape, or form would she have ever been able to get near them. They are not friendly with humans, even in a research facility. My husband had to build trust with them. So I think that this whole situation is super dodgy and could potentially, in my opinion, be a false flag. And we should be aware that some of this story, if anybody has any background on how these animals, research animals, are transported, even if they're imported from a foreign country, it doesn't make sense.
Well, look, the CDC shouldn't be running around with diseased monkeys to begin with. I mean, that's just the beginning of it all.
Yeah. So a lot of her story didn't make sense. A lot of the whole crating issue and the transport, it seems super dodgy. And I want to say it's a false flag of some sort. They're trying to create some kind of deterrent, as usual.
Well, they got that one woman quarantined, saying she's sick and taking rabies meds, and she's got all these problems. And I mean, what did she do? Did she hug the monkey? I mean, what, did it cough on her?
No way. No way those type of monkeys will have anything to do. They will do whatever they can to get away from.
So, but that's what I'm saying is, how is this woman so sick if she didn't actually come in contact with the monkey? It's like, did the monkey cough on her? Did she touch a piece of wood? It's really wild. But again, why does the CDC have diseased monkeys to begin with? I don't care about your scientific research. I don't care about what you think. Oh, it's for the good. It's for the better, greater good. No. You're mad scientist. You're out of control. You need to be stopped. The CDC needs to be stopped. The NIH needs to be stopped. The NIAID needs to be stopped. Fauci needs to be stopped. These are mad scientists that are out of control.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Rob Dew brought me this little juicy, the preventative medicine section, 5th of July, 1968, U.S. Navy medical newsletter, Green Monkey Disease, talks about how they were bringing in monkeys from Africa and then using their kidneys to grow viruses in to manufacture vaccines. And then it says, by early September 20th, employees at the Beijing work and four at Elric Institute became ill with green monkey disease. Four other persons, doctors and other medical workers who cared for the employees also became ill. Seven employees died. So this is what mad scientists do. So what was going on with those monkeys? Why is the CDC running around with diseased monkeys? Why is Anthony Fauci putting brain-eating bugs into puppies? Why are these mad scientists so psychotic? But they'll be sure to cover up whatever happened with that experimenting with monkeys CDC crash where the monkeys got out. They'll be sure to cover that up. Don't look here. Don't look there. And then if there is a new virus that comes out of Pennsylvania, they'll say it came out of a wet market, a Pennsylvania wet market. You'll say, no, it was the CDC with the monkeys. They'll say, no, it was a wet market in Pennsylvania. We swear it. We saw it. Let's go back to the phone lines. And let's go to Michael in New York. Michael, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. Good afternoon. And, you know, the reason why Fauci and those of his ilk are mad scientists is definitely because they're soulless, demonic-oriented, low-life scum. And, you know, not just these monkeys, but just imagine all the other poor innocent animals in labs all around this country and world being experimented on with horrendous, ungodly experiments. I mean, my God.
Yeah, how many different Fauci experiments have we learned about in the last year or so where he's torturing puppies, he's torturing animals, he's torturing monkeys? And by the way, folks, it's very well known. It's researched in psychology. There's plenty of case study examples, and maybe even the new, and I would actually say even the globalists, the New World Order, know this too, but because this is how they kind of test people out of their network. They know that most serial killers, most mass murderers, will always first start by killing animals. They'll always first start by torturing and killing animals. Almost every serial killer, mass murderer starts with the torture and the killing of animals. And when you get into certain parts of medicine, I remember because Michael Savage used to tell this story all the time, how when you get into certain parts of medicine and you're coming up in school, they'll have you start testing with animals and torturing animals. And Savage said, no, I'm not doing this. So he ended up not going into that. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's something they do with young students that they want to try to bring up into their power structure, like a potential Fauci. They'll put them in to mad scientist experiments with animals and see if they're willing to murder and maim and torture animals. And if they are, then they know, okay, it's time to take you to the next level. So, yeah, I mean, of course the mad scientist Fauci is torturing puppies. He's a psycho.
And also, in addition to that, we have to realize the fact that anything that's really healthy, anything that's going to restore the health comes from nature. It's already safe. There's no need to do horrendous experiments on innocent creatures stuck in a cage somewhere in a dark room, because everything that keeps you healthy is from nature. It's already wholesome. There's no reason to generate all these I am a scientist with an extensive scientific background. There's no reason to generate all these toxic chemicals and call it medicine, but first we got to experiment on creatures to see how safe it is. Okay, right there. But, you know, also speaking with Faustus, I want to just highlight some of Trump's blunders, because as a Trump supporter, voted for him both times, and we definitely had this election stolen from us, and it ticks us all off big time. We're still getting away with that. But Trump, he likes to boast how great he was. And I just want to remind everybody his major blunders proving he's not as great as he thinks he is. For example, when Faustus said this.
There will be a surprise outbreak.
Right? In 2017, he's letting us know with Trump, there's going to be a surprise outbreak. Well,
yeah, they all knew. Fauci knew. Bill Gates knew. The World Economic Forum knew. They ran their events, Event 201 and everything. Everybody knew. It's all planned. And but see, they get away with it. They do these mad experiments, these mad scientist experiments. They make these viruses. They do all of this. And it's, oh, it's for the greater good, or, oh, it's for profit. And it's just sickening. But I don't want to get into Trump right now. But thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to George in California. George, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, good afternoon, Owen. Just wanted to bring up a quick little tidbit for you. Remember how you were discussing or showing the playback video of Joe Biden on Thursday, January 20th?
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm having trouble hearing you. What was it?
You know how on Thursday you were playing back the video of when Joe was fumbling over himself?
Okay, well, that's every day, but okay.
Yeah, no kidding. I just wanted to see if you guys, I don't know if you brought this up already, but on that video, if you were to look at on Banda video, fast forward at 22 minutes and 50 seconds, it sounds like he clearly says the American people of China. And I just thought that was interesting to say that out loud.
Hmm. What clip was this?
This was January 20th. If you go on Banda video and you fast forward to 22 minutes and 50 seconds, he's pausing, and then he clearly says that.
Well, it could have been a Freudian slip, but as you know, Biden, he fumbles, he bumbles, he slurs, he stammers, he poops his pants. So it could have just been a misspeak. It's hard to know what to take seriously of what he says and what's just, him just losing his mind. Like, he calls Peter Ducey a son of a bitch the other day because he asked him a question about inflation. The guy's just not mentally fit. He's just, he's a couple nickels short of a quarter, or how do they say it? I don't know, but whatever it is, it's Biden. All right, let's go to Dino in Chicago. Dino, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? I've called to you before. Let me just hop in the truck. I'm a truck driver. I don't even know what to make of Biden. I don't even know if he's the real president, to be honest with you. I mean, like, we all know that the election was stolen.
Here's what it is. Biden is in the White House pretending to be president. He doesn't have his faculties about him. And then he has this entire goon squad around him of little children pretending to play politics, like Jen Psaki, Kamala Harris, Ron Klain. These are not serious people. It's like a bunch of five-year-olds playing with the little tyke's kitchen set, pretending to make dinner, pretending to, cut up food with their little plastic forks and knives and plastic oven. That's what it is. It's the little tyke's administration. It's all synthetic. It's all plastic.
I'm not sure.
But the consequences are real. That's the problem.
Right. I'm not sure where the elite are going with this whole thing. I mean, do they know that God wins in the end? Do they want us to go to hell with them? Are they, like... does it satisfy them that they're corrupting the minds of all these young people? Like, I don't understand what the end goal is. Like, when nobody's
well,
on
here's
board
the thing.
Them.
We can't. It's maybe impossible to try to put yourself into the psychology of these people or into the mind of these people. And so, the best way to say it is just they have goals. They have a goal of conquering the world. They have the goals of world domination. They have all these different facets to accomplish these goals. And so that's what it is. So to us, it doesn't make sense. You're not a bad person. You're not a mad scientist. You're not a tyrant. You don't want to destroy people's lives. You don't want to kill people. You don't want to conquer the world. So to you, that psychology is foreign. You don't get it. You don't relate to it. That's their driving force. That's what motivates them. They want to conquer the planet. They want to conquer you.
Right. It's like that one song by the Nine Inch Nails, and that Johnny Cash did the cover of it. You could have it all, this empire dirt. It's like when Satan tempted Christ, and he provided him with a picture of all these kingdoms and told Christ, you could have all this, but you have to bow down and worship me. And Christ is like, you should only serve the one true living God. I can't remember how the verse goes, but should worship God and only him shalt thou worship, basically, to sum it up. And
we're not going to let these creeps and perverts and demons and mad scientists drag us to hell. And they might be able to create a hell on earth, but they're not going to take us into the great abyss with their father, Satan. They're not. And that's what really bothers them, because they know they can't. But you want to talk about witnessing pure evil on this planet? You are seeing it now. You are experiencing it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.